Because of COVID by Mel Churton, registered psychologist. A few people got sick in China. No one really knew where the bug came from. The rest of the world carried on as normal. A lot more people got sick in China. The rest of the world started to take a bit more notice, especially when people from other countries started getting sick too. People started to get sick all over the world. Some places got it worse than others. The places that had a lot of people living quite close together got it worst of all. So the doctors decided the best thing was for people to stay home until the bug passed. It couldn't carry on spreading if people were apart from each other. People stayed home. They could Skype and call and message, but they couldn't see each other face to face. Lots of new rules came in, all because of COVID-19. No more sport, no more community events, no more being with our friends, lining up at the supermarket, only exercising in our own neighborhood, hand washing and sneezing into our elbows. We kids had to do home learning. It was a good and a bad thing. We could see our family more, but it was stressful because our parents weren't our teachers. We either got too much work or too little. Our home wasn't a school, so it kind of felt odd. Adults had to work from home, if they could. There was lots of time on the computer for everyone, and it felt weird that mom and dad were home, but always busy working. Some moms and dads couldn't work at all and worried they would lose their jobs. That was stressful. It was a really strange time. The prime minister was in charge of everyone. Lots of people turned it to the 1 p.m. COVID-19 update to find out what would happen next and when they could get on with their lives again. It got really boring. Everything became because of COVID. No one knew when life would get back to normal again, or if it ever would. So we slowly crept forward, waiting and hoping that things will work out and we would get our lives back on track. This COVID thing has been a weird thing, but it has taught us some useful lessons. You can survive without takeaway, but you can't survive without the internet. Walking in the sunshine with your family sometimes is actually quite nice. You don't have to go to school to learn, but your parents aren't always the best school teachers. Having a sleep-in on a school day is pretty neat. Slowing down and not rushing around is actually quite a nice feeling when you get used to it. Patience is a useful skill to learn. It is just a bit of a struggle sometimes. For now, I am pretty mad at COVID-19, stupid bug. Because of you, I miss my friends. I miss my sport. I miss my school. Yes, weird, eh? I miss hugging my grandparents. I miss popping into the dairy for a few lollies. I miss playing touch at the beach with my cousins. Because of you, I'm stuck at home, restless, tired, in an odd kind of way. Because I'm not really even doing much. And I'm scared. I'm forgetting what normal life is like. I'm a bit worried about whether life will be the same. Whether my friends will still be there when I get out, and whether we'll all get sick and get stuck home again. Please, no. I'm worried about falling behind with my learning and that I'll flunk my courses and have to stay at school forever. For now, I sit and wait and get more and more grumpy, but I am safe and I have to keep going. Because there is no other option. And maybe, just maybe, when lockdown is over, I am going to be extra grateful for the crazy, busy life I led and all the neat things I never used to notice. Sometimes we get so caught up in trying to accomplish something big that we fail to notice the little things that give life its magic.